be sick.
That's a tough thing to come to grips with, the fact that, like she'll, oh, dude, just, like, coming to grips with the fact that, like, I'm just, like, inherently annoying.
Yeah, it's tough. It's embarrassing.
Tough pill to swallow. Like, she'll sit there and, like, be in, like, a kind of a bad mood. And I'll just, like, start, like, moonwalk. I'll just start doing shit just to bother
her. Yeah, you can't. Oh, dude, yes. That brings me to I had to give Phil a lesson on this last night. So last night before dinner, he was on his phone over the food. The food was on the island. My mom always, dish up, everybody. She says, fucking dish up. Yeah. And I yell it before she yells it now. And she's like, shut up. Because I know what she's going to say at all times. But so Phil's standing there. Phil's looking at his phone.
Yeah.
This is Monday Night Football, so he's got some bets coming in. He's got to take a look. And I went behind him and went, go, Phil, what are you doing? And I grabbed his sides. He got so fucking pissed. Dude. I scared the shit out. I scared him so much that he elbowed my sister. And dude,
did he drop his phone?
No, he held on to it. But I've never seen someone spaz this hard. Dude, Phil spazzed. I go, Phil, what are you doing? He's like, God damn, you fucking idiot. Like, he fucking spazzed, dude. And then my mom was laughing. Me and my mom were laughing. He was like, you two fucking idiots. And then I was like, what'd you call mom? And he's like, I was talking to your sister. Like, while angry, he had to deflect. he spazzed for a solid 10 minutes. He was furious, dude.
Dude, honestly, Brittany's been scaring me lately, and it's been my same reaction. Like, it's not fucking funny. It's so funny. It's so mad, dude.
It's so funny to scare someone that they get mad, dude. Fuckers. Phil, I've never, he hasn't. And then I realized I'm airing my family out pretty hard on this, but it was Monday, which is when he definitely never drinks. Mm-hmm. He doesn't drink on Mondays.
Really?
So he's always so mean on Mondays. He's always so fucking angry. And then he'll be like, oh, it's Monday, you're not drinking? He's like, yeah, that's it, Shane, sure. Yeah, it's because I'm not drinking, Shane. Asshole. It's like,
dude, actually, I came up with a pretty sick idea. Maybe this exists about betting.
Grabbed his size. Oh, motherfucker.
Dude, that's such a... You fucking idiot. It's not you.
You two fucking
referring
assholes.
To our daughter's a fucking... Democracy. I've been doing it all day.
Against who?
Just everybody, dude.
Who
our democracy
challenged?
Is fragile right now. Are you
kidding
me, dude?
Oh, yeah.
Who challenged? Are you serious?
I'm sorry.
Excuse me?
I'm sorry. I didn't even think about how fragile our democracy was.
Dude, I'm trying to defend our fragile democracy, dude. I'm trying to, keep this system together where I can be told to stay inside.
Our democracy is so fragile. What we need is war hawks and corporate interests in the Oval Office.
For sure, dude.
Our democracy's never been more fragile. Biden released his cabinet today, and it was like...
Was it tough?
Uh-oh.
Yeah. They're trying to get us right back into Afghanistan, dude. They're already starting to be like, dude, we can't leave those motherfuckers. Like, look, we hate racism. Like, dude, we can't leave brown people by themselves. They're going to kill each other.
Yeah. It's fun times.
That's essentially the argument.
Who was trying to destabilize it that you defended it from, and how did you defend it?
I saw a cartoon today in The Economist, which was like a lady with
Why are you reading The Economist?
I get it to my house all the time, dude. This lady is a political cartoon. First of all, political cartoons are probably the worst thing. They fucking suck. But there's this lady, at least the ones that make it to like major.
They were like the first. They were just the first memes.
Yeah, for real.
They were back in like, dude, if you got a meme in 1800, you were like, Abraham Lincoln's a snake in this. Hilarious.
You'd instantly just hate him. You're like, I hate this guy.
Yeah, this is a great picture.
Yeah, there's a lady. It says like Hong Kong, and there's a lady like pretty racist fighting off a dragon, blowing fire on it. It's like the Chinese Communist Party. You know, the Chinese Communist Party. Yeah. I think now that Biden's in office, white people with money are like now like, all right, we can
go back,
we can be a little more racist, we can let it out now.
Yeah, true.
They're on their best behavior for a while, but yeah, true. So now, dude, so there's like a dragon breathing fire on a Hong Kong woman, like shielding it off from me, like, hello, America, are you there? And they were like, we're busy defending our democracy, and Trump was like lighting a thing on fire. But yeah, it started making me laugh. It's like, our awesome democracy where we get a say whether or not we can work right now.
Yeah, it's like,
all right.
Yeah, baby.
It's like, we're defending our democracy. In the meanwhile, you can't go to the gym. And apparently you can't buy alcohol before Thanksgiving in Pennsylvania. I mean, dude, it's getting fucking weird. And then
they shut down our booze?
Dude, and then I'm reading I'm reading The Economist, and they're like basically making a case for, who's making a big comeback again? The Taliban. They're doing the same shit. They're being like, well, the Afghanistan government kind of sucks, and the Taliban does a decent job.
Yeah.
Doing what they do.
They'd been doing that since Obama.
Yeah, but now they're firing it, right? Because, like, dude, remember we were like, what's up with the Taliban? We don't care about that anymore.
Yeah.
Fine, as soon as he's back, they're firing that stuff back up. And they're also, the whole article's like, you know, how they're like these, you know, they like bring resolution to these issues and they make sure people can drive stuff. The guy was like, you know, it's like the roads are more secure. They drive like gasoline or something, or I think like cooking gas. And he's like, the roads are way more secure now that we just pay the Taliban. He's like, you know, I mean, the Taliban were the ones shooting Stinger missiles at us.
Yeah.
So they do this whole case for it. At the end, there's a lady from like a city who was like, yeah, I really hope the Taliban doesn't come here because like, I won't be able to go outside my house again and I won't be able to be a scientist anymore. They're like, well, yeah, there's that. Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Yeah. There are some downsides. Yeah. They were letting the Taliban back for a long time. Like Hillary Clinton like met with, like, they had meetings, I believe.
There's like pictures. Yeah, they did a photo shoot in the Economist. I don't know if it's a Taliban or not, but there's definitely dudes wearing like religious garb holding guns. So I figure the Afghani like army wears uniforms. But yeah, dude, it was that was pretty funny watching that today. And then it was just kind of like, you know, it's the shit's fucking nuts, man. Between that and the stuff about China, it's like you don't know whether or not China's like a big threat or not. They're hyping us up on China right now. And I was reading like the different, like, the whole idea that China is like it is a communist party, but within this, they're like the communist party. They allow companies to compete with one another as long as they hand over the surveillance goods. So they're trying to say, like, you know, like, I think the market cap for American tech companies is like $6 trillion if you combine like Apple, Google, you know, whatever, Microsoft and a couple other ones. And they were saying like, yeah, China's not far behind, but they could, you know, with their like capitalist communist economy, they could fight.
Is this all the Economist stuff?
Yeah. It's like, it's not a real thing, dude. You're telling me, you know, it's just funny. They have that and they're like, you know, in America, we don't share surveillance with the government. It's like, we do that too. We do the same exact thing.
Yeah.
But either way.
Sweet.
Sorry. I was just reading
telling
that
me about the Economist.
Just a bunch of bullshit, dude. It's just so funny how people read that stuff. Like, yeah, we don't do that. And it's like, literally, that's what all of our tech companies, we do the same exact thing. But either way.
Yeah, that's what.
Just a ramble. But the idea of defending our democracy.
Are you just telling me what you read in The Economist?
I mean, you know, the market cap, yeah, obviously I pulled that from The Economist.
Yeah, I was like, wait, as soon as you can rewind the tape and watch it. As soon as you said market cap, I was like, like, there was literally a part of me that was like,
sorry, I'm really well hydrated right now.
Get rid of that bottle.
Really well
hydrated. That bottle's crap, dude. He's carrying the top. If you're just listening, Matt's carrying around a green, like, water cooler top.
Dude, what's wrong with that? You hate me being hydrated. You hate me being informed.
I don't hate you being informed. I'm glad you're informed. I go through too much plastic. I should get one of those bottles. I crush bottles.
Oh, dude, it was disgusting what I was doing in my house. I'd buy the cases of water and just crush them up. The thing I'm trying to stop doing right now, other than just reading The Economist and pretending I'm smart for 5 minutes.
You gotta stop, dude. That's a tough open.
I know.
That's like, I mean, I listen to NPR on the way here, and it's so bad, dude.
That's the point. It's like I'm watching like the stuff that's supposed to be like the top of the top, and I'm like, this is fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
This is all fucking bullshit.
So it's on Spotify, you hit your daily drive, and it just plays the same five songs you always listen to amongst like news stories, and it always starts with like an up to the, probably every 2-3 hours update on NPR, and they all have the most, we've talked about before, the most ridiculous names you've ever heard. Like, I'm Winslow, bullshit names. And then the lady had, like, an attitude about Trump. Like, normally they're very, like, they have the same tone every single time. But this lady, like, broke it and was like, Donald Trump still won't give up it. I'm like, oh, shit.
Ooh.
Little fucking snippy out of the NPR lady.
Damn, dude.
Meanwhile, they report on, like, literally atrocities with the same monotone, like, I don't, like, and 48 other students were murdered in the Nigerian university as Muslim extremists scaled the walls. And Donald Trump still won't even do what I want him to do. I was like, wait, what?
Oh,
it's I mean, I listen to it because it does give me the news, but you got to get through the lens of
yeah, dude.
You get the news through a lens of just people like, I'm serving
the funniest thing about that is, like, you know, with all the COVID shit, they're like Kenny was, they're like, well, what do you say to people who like can't go to work and like,
yeah, people
like,
are dying,
fucked, basically. And he's like, people are dying and I put life over the economy. And it's like, all right. And again, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong, but like, I'm pretty sure another thing I read said that this will push like at least 100 million people into like extreme poverty. So, you know, 100 million people, extreme poverty, you could say at least 1 million people are going to die of starvation, you know, conservatively. So I'm like, well, we value life. It's like, well, if you value life so much, you know, wouldn't you?
No, I don't. A million. You mean 100
million. 100 million people.
Globally. Extreme poverty.
Into extreme poverty.
Yeah, yeah. They were talking about like famines that are going to come out of this.
Yeah, I mean, so you can at least say. Tight. So, you know, here's the thing. It's like, okay, I value life over the economy. Okay. So
it's time for the rest of the world to get in shape.
You think so?
Yeah, dude. We took a nap.
You think
for
the third world has too much diabetes?
The U.S. Yeah. The U.S. took a nap for a year, and now everybody's starving. Meanwhile, I'm high on the hog back home. Dude, I had a bowl of Trix last night at 1 a.m.
Did you really?
It's crazy. Yeah. Yeah.
It is tight. Just eating to the point of like a problem where you're like, oh, God damn, I shouldn't have had that. Just, I shouldn't have
had get that. Hurt before bed. I was not wrong about the industry. Since I announced the Lena Dunham show, that was actually good.
I was wondering. I saw the
it's
commercial.
Good, bro.
Is it good?
I watched the next two episodes.
Dude, I saw the commercial for
I'm
that.
I'm into it.
And I was like, there's no way you're watching this. I saw the commercial.
I'm into
I was like,
it.
Oh, my God. That fucking – there must have been DMT in that Rice Krispie treat.
No, I'm into it. No, it wasn't just that. I'm into all of them.
Good.
Every episode. I like it.
Dude, what I'm trying
all it takes, though, is just synth. You know, synth, the music. Like,
yeah, yeah, for sure.
It's all if that's playing in the background of any like I'm literally just watching people work in an office.
Yeah,
that's the show. But there's synth in the background, so I'm like, this is fucking
so
awesome.
So there's like sinister aspects of the office, or what's the synth kind of communicating?
The synth. Am I saying that the
like a synthesizer,
like the '80s music?
Like, yeah, exactly. Yeah,
that's all.
Oh, like, so it's like
yeah, like oh, cool okay. Fucking music. Dude.